the legendary Mr. Keith Chegwin on the line. Hooray! Good morning, Keith.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
We made it.
We did, got there eventually. Good morning.
I'm not very well.
Oh,
oh
no.
Dear, what's
no,
wrong?
No. I woke up this morning, I had a lettuce growing out my bottom. The doctor said, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I can't tell you. Do you know what? I am so enjoying myself this morning. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week.
Absolutely.
And we're launching. We're looking for the nation's best gang.
Now, Keith, the thing about it is, right, okay,
we've
been a big fan of you on this particular programme for an awful long time, from a way, way back, whenever I was only six and you were on the TV doing Cheggers Does Pop.
Oh, frightening, isn't it?
It's an awful long time ago, right? And in recent years, I have to say, and I really will have to ask you the question, who invented the Chegg book on GMTV?
That was my idea.
Wow. It was legendary, honestly.
The idea is, if you get your name into a show and you come up with a particular item, they can't get rid of it, you see.
Well, that's very true.
Change it. have you seen me knocking on doors? We knocked on a lady's door a little while ago and I gave her a cheque for £10,000. And live on TV, she said, oh, thank you very much. Hey, you won't tell them I've been done for shoplifting, will you?
Oh, bless her.
And then there was another guy, we knocked on the door, gave him £10,000, and he was jumping around like Bruce Lee. He's like a jack in the box. And we came off air and he turned around to me and said, hey, Cheggers, he said, did that go out live? I said, yeah. So that's just gone out live. He went, oh, blooming heck. He said, I've lost my benefits now.
Oh, no.
He's claiming incapacity benefits.
I have to say, Keith, although I'm on the radio at this time of the morning, I have to say I'm a big fan of GMTV.
Pete secretly wants to be on there. Well, it's not really a secret. No. Love a job on GMTV.
I would love a job on GMTV. I've got two, Cheggers, as much as you are one of my favourite people on that particular programme, can I tell you who my favourites are?
Oh, go on then.
Kate Garraway.
Oh, you see, I like Kate.
Yes.
Yeah, and who else?
And also Claire that does the weather.
Oh, she's so nice.
And she plays, I only found it yesterday, like she plays the saxophone and stuff, and oh, did brilliant.
She's a scientist as well.
Oh, no, she's very clever.
Oh my gosh, she can work out anything. She don't talk to her about the number zero, because I did that at dinner once and it went on for 3 hours.
Are you serious?
Right, okay.
Oh yes, there you go.
Now, Keith, before we get on to talk about your involvement with Comic Relief this year, Kirsty, who's on the show, was a massive fan of Swap Shop.
Oh,
my gosh.
There was you and Noel Edmonds and Rex.
You know, it's frightening, isn't it? That is 33 years
ago. No, don't be telling people that, because then they might be able to work out that mind.
Noel and I are working together at the moment on a program called Noel's HQ on Sky. And
fantastic.
It's live. And Noel turned around to me the other day. He said, God, isn't it weird? I said, what? He said, you and I, first television show, live for 33 years.
Since Swap Shop.
Oh, Swap Shop was great.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
See how good your memory is. I think I can remember the Swap Shop telephone number, because back in those days, the telephones were a bit different, and they were a dial.
Go on, then. What was it?
I think it was 01-811-8055.
Oh, my gosh, you're dead right.
Am I right?
Yay!
The number of times I tried to call that number and get through.
I'm so
and because we're in Northern Ireland, the dial took a little bit longer, so nobody from Northern Ireland ever got on there.
Oh, fantastic. We used to come to Northern Ireland an awful lot. Do you know what? Gloria Honeyford started her showbiz career because... because she was on Swap Shop on a live outside broadcast. And she came down as a local TV presenter.
Yeah.
And somebody spotted her from there, so she thanked Swap
Shop. We love Gloria Honeyford.
Oh, she's great, isn't she?
We absolutely love Gloria.
Don't ask her to play the guitar. She's rubbish.
Right. I remember that one.
So, Keith, you're involved in this year's Comic Relief, and you're looking for the best jokes or the worst jokes, or what's the crack?
Oh, it's great. Jammy Dodgers are launching today the Give Us a Giggle campaign to raise money for Comic Relief, and I can't believe what they're doing. They're actually giving 2p off every pack they sell until the Comic Relief Day.
Hmm.
And they're expected to raise, wait for it, £160,000 for Comic Relief. Much needed money, of course. So look, what we're doing is we're encouraging people to give us their best gag. They can log on to the website, giveusagiggle.com, and leave their best joke. And some of them we've had are rubbish. So you're in for a good chance.
Right, good news.
Can we
try some out on you? Since you are one of the judges in this, we have to see whether our jokes would make the grade.
Well, let me tell you the prize, because it's a fantastic prize if you log on. You can win tickets for a family to go up to the Edinburgh Festival, all expenses paid, up in August. So go on, give me a gag.
All right,
okay. I've pinched mine from... we have kids phoning in for competition and they give us a joke every day. So I've pinched one of theirs because it made me laugh for ages. What did the cat say to the elephant?
I don't know. What did the cat say to the elephant?
Meow. Oh.
What goes quack, quack, boom?
Don't know what does go quack, quack, boom.
I'm ducking the minefield. Hey!
Go on, Checkers, this is my favourite. This is my favourite joke of all time.
Right.
Well, it's one of my limited few that I actually know. Are you ready for it?
I am, just.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Someone who can't reach the doorbell.
Oh, very good.
What can I say? Right, Keith, what's the website to get to? Yeah,
the website, again, is giveusagiggle.com, but tell you what, look out for our giggle booth, because they're going to be in leading supermarkets all over the place. You can get in there, record your gag, and we might put it up on the website, and who knows, you might win those tickets to the Edinburgh Festival.
Dodgers.co.uk and it's all for comic relief. Keith Chegwin, thank you so much for coming on the show. It is great to be speaking to the legend that is Cheggers.
Thank you. Take care.
And maybe someday you'll come to me with your checkbook.
You're never in.
That's very true.
Very true. Thank you, Keith. See you, mate.
Take care. Bye.